Hey guys, welcome back to Talks with Maria. In episode 123, we are talking about following your intuition. Please remember to check out Confident Business Women's Academy, a coaching program and women's empowerment company where I teach you how to make money doing what you love. Let's begin. Hey guys, today I want to talk about something very, very important when it comes to operating our lives and our business. And one of the things that I learned in my years of business coaching, years of helping people with developing their business and helping women across the world is that a lot of the women that come to me, including myself at one point in time, is that I, in the beginning of all of this, is that, you know, I had a really tough time being comfortable with listening to my intuition. I used to doubt my intuition. I used to question the validity of my intuition. You know, is this a good idea? Am I being impulsive in my decision making? Am I able to bounce back if I make a mistake? Now, one of the things about making mistakes is that, you know, that's actually a step forward. Making mistakes is a step forward because then now you know that route was probably a bad route. And now you know the better route once you are able to shine the light on the route that you initially took. So I wanted to talk about the deeper insight of your intuition because, interestingly, it really came up for me today because there's a lot of people that I talk to in my business. I talk to a ton of women all over the world and they share with me everything. A lot of the times these women are very open. You know, and there's some times where I get some closed off people who are very defensive and questioning, you know, whether they can be comfortable and authentic or do they have to protect themselves with me. But for the most part, my conversations with people that I've never met and I've only met online and they have these conversations with me about their business, they're very honest, authentic, open, and vulnerable. And one of the things about being vulnerable is that I can see pretty much like what the makings of the makings of your soul, if that sounds kind of weird and cliche and kind of woo-woo. But I think that's kind of one of my superpowers where I can kind of get into the being part. You know, who are you being and what can you be if we work together? And is your being heavy? Is your being light? Is your being dark? You know, is your being whimsical or is it solid? You know, I can kind of feel the energy around who I talk to. And I think whenever I tap into that, I can really connect with people's souls. And that's the reason why I think I have a very thriving business because of that. There was a time where I didn't know how to do that. And I would just, you know, kind of follow what people were telling me to do on these conversations when it's time for me to enroll people in my program. And one of the things about listening to other people's advice is that, you know, that really may not work entirely 100% all the time, right? Because A, you're taking on someone else's roadmap that they cultivated for their own business, and you're not really doing it your own particular way. And people, when they communicate, they have their own superpowers, their own ability to relay or convey a message or listen intuitively or be able to be so convincing in their enrollment process that, you know, things just kind of line up for them. And they've learned this throughout the journey of talking to people. So when you are intuitively following your guidance in terms of how to connect with people, how to talk to people, how to sell your services, how to show up big in front of people that don't know you, when you intuitively follow that, things line up for you in a powerful way because your intuition knows you at a soul's level and only guides you at that level. The intuition inside that knocks at the heart, the door, the doorway to your wealth and dream life, you know, that doorway is once you open that, that's your intuition. Your intuition's there waiting for you to listen to it, right? And when I listen to my intuition, I noticed that I've been able to really cultivate my superpower and cultivate the strength I have, this unwavering self-confidence I have that I can handle anything and everything that life throws at me, because I feel so confident that my intuition will help me in any kind of amazing phase in my life and any kind of darkness phase in my life. And that kind of self-confidence, you know, when you've taken on a little bit of life and have grown a little bit and have dealt with different relationships, you can really see that the only person that you should be listening to is yourself. That kind of wisdom for most people doesn't happen at a young age. It usually happens later on in life when you get so sick and tired of listening to other people. You're so sick and tired of other people's advice. You're tired of taking on roles that have been assigned to you by people, right? Because intuitively, you already know your role. You already know who you're supposed to be here in life, in your current body. You already know what you're supposed to do, who you're supposed to be, how you're supposed to communicate. You already know all of it. But when you don't listen to your intuition, you are then following other people's ideas of you. No, you shouldn't do that. No, you shouldn't do this business because it's going to fail and you don't know if it's going to work. And you have to take it the safe route, which is going to school, finishing school, following a career that's security, marrying a man that provides and can give you the things that you may not be able to give to yourself if something bad were to happen. You know, and then going through the ebbs and flows of life from there, right? And the problem with that is that you wake up 40, 50, 60, 70 years old and life has passed you by. And all you've been doing is listening to other people. Literally, that's all you've been doing is listening to other people. You know, listening to mom, listening to dad, listening to sisters, listening to aunts and uncles and grandmas and grandfathers and coworkers and friends and friends and friends who have all these different ideas about you and how much you should be doing this and how much you shouldn't be doing that. But intuitively, you know what you should be working on, and you know that you should be wielding your superpower that you know that is innate in you, that natural gift that you're so good at delivering. You know intuitively you should be molding that skill so well where you know exactly what it is. You know exactly what you do for people in a big way, and you know how to monetize it so you can actually use your gift to create the lifestyle you want. Like, you know this intuitively, right? But you decide to ignore it for fear of disapproval, for fear of conflict with other people, for fear of disappointment, disappointing others, for fear of rejection by others, for fear of people talking shit to you that you can't do it. You know, those fears of just not doing what people want you to do? You know, what are the repercussions of that? Doing the things that people don't want you to do, you know, going against the grain, going against the current. How hard is that? Imagine going up river and the current's going down and you're trying so hard to go against that current, that powerful current, right? And if you are a flimsy tree branch and you go out against this current, you're definitely going to fail. But if you are a oak tree and if you are an oak tree and you are wise to determine who you are and what you stand for and the philosophies you stand for in your business and life, and ultimately knowing your goals, if you know your goals, you know, some really powerful, strong, firm goals, not these goals you change up every week. You know, this week I want to do this, next week I want to do that. Some really lifelong goals. That really creates for a powerful oak tree that, if faced with a storm, your roots are so deep into the ground that you'll be fine, right? Going against the current, going downstream, that, you know, you can actually really plow through it in a powerful and strong way with those pillars of identification, goals, beliefs, core values that you stand for. Who do you want to become in life, right? And that's the problem. I know in my 20s, I faced the same kind of uncertainty in myself. I remember feeling, I don't really know what my ultimate life goals were. You know, I remember thinking my goals were, let me pay down my $30,000 worth of debt. When I had at 23, 24, I had all this debt. And one of my ultimate goals were to just pay that down. And that's what I did. That's all I focused on. Making money and paying it down. Making money and paying it down. You know, and but everything else, like relationships, really what I wanted to do with my life long term, I felt like there was a lot of uncertainty there. You know, did I want to be this? Did I want to do that? Did I want to go the conventional route, or do I want to go the more traditional route? And initially, you know, as a young person who's easily influenced and doesn't have a ton of life underneath all of the things that could be happening outside of your mind, you know, the people that have strong influences around you. If you don't know yourself at a very core level, you are going to be doing things according to their say. And that's the kind of life that breeds unhappiness, because ultimately our intuition is telling us how to do things, when to do things, what to do, who to talk to, what events to go support and be at. Our intuition is literally guiding us each way of our lives. And anytime you shut it up by listening to other people's intuitions, right, other people's advice, other people's core values and philosophies, anytime you shut your own personal intuition out and adhere to someone else's advice, that breeds unhappiness. I kid you not. I am so death certain about it, because what happens is you're not doing what you're meant to do. You're not doing what you're supposed to be doing. You're not following the footsteps of your soul's destiny, right? And ultimately, what we are here to do, we've been doing for eons and eons of time, because our soul is infinite. Our soul is meant to be doing the thing we've been doing our entire existence, of our soul's existence. You know, we're not supposed to be here doing only whatever our life's career is entailing us to do, because most of the time the career we initially go into is the career that is safe. You know, the career that is like, well, how much money can I make from that? And is it dependable? right? Not the question of, is this a meaningful career for me? Will it bring me meaning into my life? Will it allow me the freedom that I want? Will it give me the wealth that I seek? Will it bring me relationships that are fruitful? Those are not the questions we lead with. The questions we lead with is this going to ruffle any feathers? No? Perfect. That's the safe route. Is this going to crash if the market goes down? And is this going to be financially a good field to go into? Right? Those kind of questions are all based on fear. Fear of the universe not showing up for you. The fear that your intuition is wrong. The fear that your intuition doesn't even exist. Some people even don't believe they have it, which is really interesting. That means there's a part of you when, as a child, you shut it out. Maybe someone around you as a grown-up taught you to not listen to it and to kind of almost disqualify this inner guidance, you know, and then you figured out a way to just completely shut it out of your life. And now when people talk about intuition, you almost think that they're crazy and we're just talking nonsense. When essentially your intuition is that inner God. Everyone has that inner ability, that inner psychic, that inner knowing, that thing that's connected to everyone. You know, that energy when you feel you walk into the room, you can really feel that connection with people. You can feel the tension is high or low or at peace or balance or harmony or bad. That's all your intuition. That's not logic here. You know, you can't see energy, and energy breeds and lives in intuition. Your energy, your everything that is the unseen here is what really creates for the seen. So always follow your intuition, guys. I noticed that getting older, now that I'm a lot wiser, I've gone through so many things in my own life and a lot of failed relationships along the way. I feel like I have definitely fine-tuned my ability to see the power I have, all due to the fact that I followed my intuition. So for you guys, I invite you so deeply, in a very meaningful way, profound way. And if you know me personally, I'm sure you know, you guys know me as a different person when you've seen me in the past. And I think, you know, a lot of the times when people see different ways, when people show up differently in life, they almost question, is that true or is that a fake side to her? And I think I have been presenting the fake side to everybody for the longest time. And only now am I really, really stepping into this honest side, this soul side, this follow your intuition side, this make your life the way you want it to be side. That person that really just screams out, do what you want to do, be what you want to be, and own it, right? And instead of listening to other people about whatever it is that you should be doing, you know? And I think now more than ever, I'm stepping into that authenticity more than ever. And the more I step into it, the more I notice when people have not yet stepped into theirs. I can see it, that people are fake out here. I can tell only because I was once that. You know, I was once that fake, put on a smile, you know. And now I do feel more in tune with what I'm supposed to be doing and the impact I'm supposed to make. And the impact today is going to be that. Follow your intuition. Whoever's listening to us, follow your intuition. Whatever it is that you have questions about in your life, in this current phase in your life right now, ask yourself, what am I supposed to do here? your intuition will answer you either in a visualization, a feeling, or you will hear it. You will hear it. Some quiet murmur in your head. You know, those are the ways your intuition communicates with you. A visualization, a feeling, or spoken word. Okay? It could be on or around you through social media, TV. Really, any form. Someone could call you and give you the answer. And then usually it's like a, oh, I asked for that answer. I asked for that, you know. So be open to what happens and what is brought to you, because this is the divine energy here working for you in your life. All right, guys, that is it for today. Have an amazing week. Sending you guys all my love and light. If you enjoyed this show, please remember to subscribe, like, and share. If you are interested in collaborating, please send me an email, info@talkswithmaria.com.